Today's share in the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Zayin Amud Aleph. We're in the fifth ayah of Mishnah Berurah, and we just began yesterday Simen Tuf Tzadi Ches, and we read the Mechaber yesterday talking about the beginning of the halachos of shechting on Yontif, and we pick up with the Ramah on the very top line. The Ramah says Hagah V'Achshav Zman Hazeh. He says nowadays the Ramah holds already in his time hundreds of years ago. Shekol Shochet Roas Sakim Biatzmo. No longer was there the custom that the local shochtim would show their shechit the knife to the Talmud Chacham in town and get, quote, permission to go and shecht before they would shecht. So he says nowadays that wasn't the custom anymore. Therefore, the Rambam says, Kol Rotzeh Lishchot B'Yom Tov, anybody that wishes to shecht on Yontif, who's qualified, of course, Yivdok Sakino Me'er Yontif, he checks his own knife on Erev Yontif, he doesn't do it on Yontif, as we'll see, V'lo B'Yontif Shemayach Shchizeno, because we're concerned that he may go and sharpen his knife if he finds it not sharp, and that would be a problem. And the Ramah brings us down Das Atzmo, his own opinion, and as well from the Ma'aril and the Hagos Shchita. Now, let's look at the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Hay to understand this a little bit more. Why is he allowed to look at his own knife? So the Mishnah Berurah says, Shesomchen al Kabbalah Sheishla, because he can rely upon the fact that he is a licensed Shochet. He has Kabbalah from the Talmud Chacham to be the Shochet. He has a star that says you are a valid Shochet, and therefore it's like a license. It would be the equivalent of being board certified in Shechita, so he's allowed to go do the Shechita. The issue footnote number 8 brings down, so he says, Af Shema Shinogu Liros is a Sakin L'Chacham, Hoyim Shum Kvodo Shalchacham. He says, since the whole purpose of still nevertheless showing your knife after you say you've checked it to the Chacham and he gives his Hashkoch on it, so the crazy, the great sage from Yonas and Ibishitz Zatzal says, Shakabolo Shimakabel Ashochim Echacham, Shumar Sheol Lishchot, Belishum Od the Mohammed Asakim, the fact that he gets his permission, the certification from the local Rav, that he can shecht without showing his shechita knife to anybody else, harehi kimechila kvodo, it's the Rav being meichel on his kavod, and that's why they don't have to show it to the Rav anymore today. That's what it means when he has the license, the certification. However, therefore, he says, you must get that from the Rav, you can't get that from other shochtim, because even though the other shochtim may be competent to certify you, he's not competent or able to go and be meichel on the kavod of the Rav. So he has to get that hashra, he has to get that permission from the local Rav. Interesting, very interesting idea. Then the Mishnah Berurah continues in Sivkot and Vav. He says, "V'lo yachzir asakin lenadon shlo." After you go and check your shechita knife on Erev Yontif, don't put it back into its container. It brings down from Rekiva Eger, Osei, in the Sharat Zion. Why? Because you put it back in its sheath. Dimachod otzdade hasakin nogim bekashus hanadon. If you go have the sharp part or the sides of the knife, which you can do shechita with, and they come into contact with the hard part of the sheath, lo mikre tu sakin badik. It could get dull from that, and no longer it can be called a sakin that has been checked. It's been baduk. K'moshikaz b'shuvas shor in simin yudches siv katan dalit, as it states over there. Furthermore, because of Achron, the Mishnah Berurah says, the Nochon Sheiluchol Tabach Shnaim Ushlosha Sakinim Bedukim Meir of Yontif. He says, a good Sheikhet always has more than one blade available. So when he does check it before he does the Shechita, if it came dull, he won't go and sharpen it. He won't forget. He says, I'll take out my other blade. I'll take out my second blade, my third blade. Sivkot and Zayin, you're not allowed to do the checking on Yontif. You only check it Erev Yontif. So he says, Hainu Bedika Rishona. That's the first Bedika that you do. However, once you shecht, you have to do another Bedika. That's allowed. Aval Bedika should tzorach lasos achar shechita mutter. The Bedika that you do after the shechita to make sure that it didn't get a blemish during the shechita, which would be a problem, as well as to then go and shecht again with that knife, that you don't need to do Erev Yontif. You can't. You obviously do it after the shechita on Yontif. Lo shayach gabei shema yashkizena imitzeno peguma, because you're not going to go and be concerned that you may come to sharpen it. The lo yoel hashchazu lahachshir shlita sheshachat mikodah, because it won't work retroactively, so therefore it won't do any good. Therefore, you're allowed to check it. This is the post shlita checking that you do, which can also work for future shlitas as well, as is brought down in the Sharat Zion Ozvav. It says laachar bedika zu yochel od lishchot besakizem imela. Now you can go shecht with it again. Afilum kivim bedika zu bishulze, and even that was your intention. Kadesh yuchel achakach gamkin lishchot bo to do another shechita, second shechita, nevertheless, it's still good. Shari. And this is from the Daki Moshe. The Ramah continues and he says, "Mi yuim lo bedoko me erev yontif." If you didn't go and check it on erev yontif, and now you don't have any meat, it's under extenuating circumstances, then the Ramah brings down from the shechitos yishanim, yochol lebodko be yontif. You can even check it on yontif. And the Mishnah Berurah adds over here in Sivkot and Ches, okigon she'ein be'er sakin acher. There's no other knife shenivdak me'er yontif that was checked. So then, in order for you to have shechita on yontif, simchas yontif, you're allowed to go and check the knife on yontif, but this would be the evidence. Sif Beis. The Mechaber writes, Yochol Holich Sakin Va Behema Etzel Tabach Lishchot. You're allowed to go bring the Shechita knife and the animal to the butcher and shecht it over there. Vafilu Gedik Tatan. And even if it's a small little goat, Shetzorch Lolich Lach Sefer, that you're going to carry. It's not a problem to do this. And va'afa pishoy efshal licham yesel. And even though you had time, you could have brought them before Yantif started. Nevertheless, you're allowed to do this. And the Ramah adds, v'adin shatabach yochol holich hasakin itzal behema. And likewise, the tabach could come to you. He could come to your house where the behema is, rather than having the behema come to him. We'll see in a moment why you would have thought that the behema coming to you is better than you going to the behema. And he brings down the end of the Beis Yosef. So Mishnah Berurah and Sivkot and Tess explains, sakin va'behema itzal tabach. You're allowed to go there. Afilu derech shesarabim. Even if you're going to have to go in the Rishos Sarabin. We're not concerned, Shema Yimalech, the Lo Yishchat, that you can change your mind and you won't do the Shechita, and it will turn out that you went out into Rishos Sarabim for no purpose. Now you're not allowed to carry on Yontif from Rishos Yochan to Rishos Sarabim if it has no purpose. People think that you're allowed to carry on Yontif. No, you're allowed to carry Litzorach Yontif, even if it's Litzorach Yontif Ktsas, even if it's only for a little bit for the benefit of Yontif. But you're not allowed to carry Stam for no reason. And therefore, we don't make a Gezerah over here that maybe you'll come to change your mind and you will carry it for nothing. In Dirshu foot number 9, he brings down, what about Lohavi Behema Osakin Mitoch Michutz L'Tchum? What about bringing it from outside the Tchum? Are you allowed to go bring it from outside the Tchum? So the first opinion he brings down is the Das of the Rashba, the Ran, and other Poskim, that it should be Mutter. Why? Mishum She'en L'Chalik Ben Issa Tchum and Issa Otsa. There should be no difference over here. This is also brought down by the Hemek Bracha, by the way, that there should be no difference over here. You're allowed to do Ochol Nefesh, so it shouldn't make any difference whether you're doing Chotzah or Iser Tchumen. He then brings down from the Rush, however, that he disagrees. And he says that the bringing it from outside the Tchum is Machshirei Ochol Nefesh. She'os la'sosim b'yontif, ki'shohayu yochol la'sosim yesmol. You're not allowed to do any preparations that you could have done beforehand, and he could have brought it from the outside the Tchum beforehand. And the Rosh adds, according to the Rosh, Tzorech Loma, you must say, Shema Shemusko B'Shulchan Aruch, that which the Shulchan Aruch says, Shemutu Laholich Sakinu Behema L'Tabach, how are you allowed to bring the knife and the animal to the Tabach? You could have done that before Yontif too. Ein Zibofen Sh'oso Tzorech Adome, it must be that he holds it. You didn't do any Yisurim, otherwise you wouldn't be allowed to do it. Or the only problem is that it's a Tirchan Yontif, and that's why it's allowed. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Yud, that in this situation, when you could have done it from yesterday, nevertheless, you're still allowed to go bring the animal to the butcher, on to the Shoichet, on Yontif. Why? So the Mishnah Berurah says, what I just alluded to in Dirshu foot number 9, Dotsaw b'Ochol Nefesh, Ketikin Ochol Nefesh, Atzmul Dami, that there is no problem with Ochol Nefesh in doing anything, and Hotsaw for Ochol Nefesh is considered like Ochol Nefesh, that it needs the Loka Machshirin. It's not considered Machshiri Ochol Nefesh, which we paskin, if you could have done it before Yontif, you must do it before Yontif, and we can see you, we give a Knas, if you didn't do it except under the most extenuating circumstances. Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah concludes, Olakach, he says, Ein chilek bein efshor mibojom olo. In regards to Otsah, there's no difference whether you could have done it or not before Yontif. You're not mechayiv to do it before Yontif. You can do it even now. Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, Va'afilu l'dasi yesh machmirim, and even according to the one machmir opinion that we learned El in Simon Tov Tzadiyei Sif Aleph in the Hagon, the Ramah over there, leaning Otsah. In regards to Otsah, nevertheless, Ein lahachmir. There is no reason to be machmir, even according to the machmir opinion in the Ramah earlier. You don't have to be machmir in regards to Hotzah. One is allowed to do Hotzah, even though you could have done it before Yontif. You can do the Hotzah on Yontif. Sivkot and Yud Aleph. The Mishnah Berurah tells us, for law amrinim, we don't say the question that we asked before, that why maybe the Tabach shouldn't go to the Behema, bring the Behema to the Tabach. Don't think, for law amrinim, the Tov Yosef Shebehema Telech Beragla El to the Tabach. There's less work, less malacha done when the Behema walks, as opposed to the Tabach carrying the knife to the Behema. So therefore, we don't say that. We don't take that into consideration. Siv Kimmel, the Mechaber writes, Behemos Sheyotzos Viros Chutz L'Tchum. You have your animals that are going and pasturing outside of the Tchum. However, Ubos V'lanos B'soch HaTchum. But they come back at night. Harelu Muchanos. They're considered Muchan, according to the opinion that you have to make them Muchan. So they're considered Muchan, prepared for Yontif. But locally, and you can take from them V'shoch HaTchum also for Yontif. And you go Shech them on Yontif. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Siv Kotin Yud Beis, Lav Daf U'Bechoyom. They don't even have to come back every night. Ella. Afilu Sheboim Leprakim Lodon. Even if they come back sometimes, then that's enough. Nami Muchan Heim Minastam. They're still considered Muchan, they're considered prepared. Ulekameis, we're going to learn more now. The Mechaber continues and he says, however, Avol Haroos, those that pasture Valonos and they sleep, Chutz L'Tchum, outside of the Tchum, So then, in Bol, B'yantiv, if they only come back on Yantiv, Ein Shochatin Osam B'yantiv, they're not considered Mukhan, and you're not allowed to shech them on Yantiv. Why? B'meshe Muktzah, because you didn't expect them to come, and therefore they're halachically Muktzah, Vein Das An Shi'er Aleim, and the owners didn't have any intention that those animals would come back, and therefore they didn't have them prepared, and therefore they're not allowed to shech them, according to the sheet that said that there is Muktzah on Yantiv. I see we forgot to do Sifkat Yud Gimel, which goes back on the first part of Sif Gimel. So that was that we said, Elu Muchanos V'lochemehen, that the ones that do come back at night, or at least some nights, they're considered Muchan. So the Mishnah explains, V'afilu lo bo mi bo jom, even if they didn't come before Yantiv started, even though they only came on Yantiv at night, Elu Belaila. In Rak Les Bu Isr Tum, as long as there's no in Tum Isr potentially, Yon Shabo mi Aleim Kedom, or even if there is, they came on their own, and it's not a problem. In this situation, even though the lo choshev aleihu klal ben hashmoshos, you didn't have them there before, and therefore you didn't really expect them. Nevertheless, nami mutarin. In general, the default position is that you know that they come, and therefore they are mutarin. The bechemos bayosos domi. They're considered like the domestic animals. Vein tzorich lachshav aleihem, and you don't need to have any hachana for them. They're considered muchan no matter what. Now we go to the new stuff that Mishnah Berurah in Sifkon Yadal explains that those that come from far away and don't come home every night, they stay out all summer until the winter month, until Cheshvan. And only then do they come home. So even though they do come home in the winter, but in the summer they're not coming home, and therefore your mind isn't on them. And then even if they come, they're not considered, as the Mechaber is going to tell us, even if they come, they're not considered Muchan. And that's what the Mechaber says right now. In Bo, B'yontov, Ein Shochtim, Osob, B'yontov. Even if they come, you're not allowed to shech them. The Mishbur, Sivkot, and Tezvav, Umayri, the last book, Isr Tchum. And even we're talking about when there is no Isr Tchum, Kigon Shabbat Milayim, even if they came on their own. Oh, Erev, Li, Osot, Tzad, or somebody made an Erev with them, so it's within the Erev. Oh, Le'inyan, Erev Tchum. Oh, Le'inyan, Latir, or somebody sold Acher, or to allow another Jewish person to use them. The low cane, belav hachi asur and shari bo mechutz l'tchum. And under all of these circumstances, it doesn't make any difference, because even if it wasn't so, then you'd have a separate problem of that they came from outside the tchum. So here he's saying, even if the tchum isn't a problem, they're still not allowed to be shechted. Ein shochetin, sivkot tezayin, ay ulaman deshori muktzah b'yantiv mutarim. But as I've already pointed out several times today, and here's where I got it from the Mishnah Berurah, this is only according to Shita that says there's muktzah on yantiv. According to Shita that says there is no concept of muktzah on yantiv, so then mutarim, because they're not muktzah. However, he brings down from the Magen Avraham in the name of the Yamshel Shlomo, and this is the opinion of the Itur, whose psak follows the Teretz Kam in the Shas, the first reasoning in the Gemara, v'yesh mishakosu delekuli am osur, that nevertheless it is osur, even though you don't hold muktzah, it still is osur. Why? The kiven she'ein nichnasos l'tchum ha'ir, kol yimei ha'kaitz, because they're not in your area, they're outside the tchum, all summer long. Hevelu kigrogros utsmukim. They have the halachic status of even according to Rabbi Shimon, who holds that there is no concept of muktzah, and that would be like the opinion that says there's no muktzah on yantiv, even Rabbi Shimon, and even the opinion says that in general there's no muktzah on yantiv, holds for these grogros and smukim. These are dried figs and raisins, dried grapes, and they are so in their processing to become dried, they're actually inedible, essentially, under the, you know, the most difficult circumstances, they're edible. But they're really considered inedible, and therefore they're out of your mind entirely when you start drying them until they become the final dried product, the dried figs or the dried grapes, which are raisins. Therefore, it's as if they are totally muktzah, even according to the opinion says there is no muktzah. Shehelam legag liavshan, because in this situation you actually went with your hand and you made the muktzah by putting them up on the roof. And that's what Dershu footnote number 15 says. You essentially sent them away, these animals, you sent them away. So you have not only that they're not usable right now because they're nowhere near you, but you were the cause of them going away. The issue footnote number 14 discusses are you allowed to feed these animals, and he brings down various reasons why Paskins, the maskon is mutu lahachil balichai muktzim. You're allowed to feed your muktzah animals because you're responsible for them, even though you're not allowed to go and shech them. But he says, of course, this has to be when they're not lacking trapping. If they were mechusar tzeda, then you wouldn't be allowed to feed them because we're concerned you may come to trap them. In any event, Mr. Brewer, we have to finish off. He already says inside what I said outside, the Lekuli Alma, for these grogers and smukim, everybody agrees, asuchi asachtatayu, they're totally out of your mind, and even the Rabbi Shimon, who holds no such concept of muktzah in general, and on Yontif, the according to opinion, says there's no muktzah, in this situation, you totally give it up on never having these animals that are out in the fields, far out of your tchum, minayu achis yabshu, until they have dried over here, in regards to the grogers and smukim, so to the animals in the field, ukemavur le'el, in simin shin yod, where we learn these dinim of grogers and smukim, so the same thing applies to these behemos. And that's what the Mechaber said. I don't think I read that as well. Because they're really totally out of your mind, and they're muktza, even according to this Mishnah Berurah, even according to the opinion, says there is no muktza on Yom Tov, they would be considered totally out of your mind, like rogers and smoking. Then the Mechaber says, V'hani mili b'hamos Yisrael. This is true with animals that are owned by a Jew. However, abol shel eino Yehudi, animals owned by a non-Jewish person, less behubishal muktza. That doesn't have muktza because gayisha owned animals do not have a din of muktza. The eino Yehudi, tzarech hakid. He doesn't have to repair them. He can go take a jet plane and go get them. He has no restrictions. So nothing is ever out of his mind. Therefore, nothing is ever muktza for him. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah says in Siv Katan Yud Zayin. Ukamosh Pirash Lel and Sim Top Sadi Zayin Siv Tezbab. We had this in yesterday's shir. Lohochi Afilu Hoyo Be Behemos Halonos Behoyimos Akayets. Shalom Bevayis Les Lomba. Even if these are animals that are totally outside the Tchum of the guy all summer long, for the guy there's no concept of Muktzah. Then the Mechaber tells us, unless Elohim came bo Bishul Yisrael Sha'az Asur, unless he brought them specifically for a yid, and then there would be Asur. As the Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkot Yud Ches, Akoponim Yisrael Zash Uvavur, certainly for at least that Jew that he brought him for, Miktam Isur Tchum, because he is essentially bringing him from outside the Tchum on your behalf, therefore it's no good for you. However, Uli Yisrael Achim Mutik, since he didn't bring him for the other Yisrael, so for the other Yisrael, it's not a problem. Now, the Mechaber continues, but the Mishnah Berurah says that the language is Megumgum. So we're going to actually learn the Bir Halacha over here on the very last three lines of the Bir Halacha in the Dibra Maskul of Fikochim Yodua on this staff. And he says, Venira, the Chofetz Chaim says, it appears to me, Kamo Shegati Bifnim, like he's going to point out a little bit in the Mishnah Berurah, and this is Huan Nochon, this is the right way to understand this over here, that the Mechaber is missing some words or it's not clear. And he says, Ubavur She'inyan Akodim Shekosu B'Shulchan Aruch Elo Im Kein Bo B'Shul Yisrael, unless it was brought for a Yid, Diber Le'inyan Baisos Midbarius. That was going back on what we had earlier in the Simon. That is talking about that if you're dealing over here with the domesticated ones or the ones that are outside, so then if it's owned by a guy, even if they're far away from town, they're normally considered not muktzah, because a guy doesn't have muktzah, unless he brought them specifically for a yid. Now, the Chofetz Chaim says, the next words in the Mechaber, ulefikach, umetevis lefikach, huinyinacher. Normally the word lefikach connects it to previously, but here he says it has nothing to do with previously, it's going on the next thing. So now we'll read it as a new item, and we'll understand it better when we read the Mishnah Berurah. Well, the Fikach, the Mechaber tells us, Eino Yehudi Shehevi Behema B'Makolin. If a non-Jewish person brings his animals to the Makolin, Ramah explains, Pirush, what are these Makolin? Makom Shehe Shochtim HaBehemos. That's where they go shech the animals. That's like the fair. So the Mechaber says, Im Yadua Shalonu Chutz L'Tchum. If you know that these animals specifically came from outside the Tchum, so then Asuros, there's a problem over here because he's bringing them for the Jewish people. However, in Suffolk, but if we don't know that for sure, then Mutaros, Afilu Bolus of Sol, then even if it's bought for Jewish people, but we don't know for certain it came from outside the Tchum, it's allowed. Why? Shamukta, Hochim, Suffolk, or Lahakel, because by Suffolk of Mukta, you can go Lahakel. However, Vimheviyum, Litzorachain, Yehudi, but if he brought them for his own usage, then or afilu stam beir shiruba enu yudim, or if it's mostly a non-Jewish city, so certainly the stam is that he brought it for a non-Jewish person, then mutter, even if it's outside the chum, shekala maybe litzara charov, maybe, because we can assume in that situation he brought it on behalf of the rov, which is either goyim, or he brought it on behalf of himself. Now let's see the Mishnah Berurah. So I don't know if we'll finish all of them, but we'll go as far as we can. Siv Katan Yud Tes. He says, Halosho Megugemes Tzas, as I said, it's a little bit of a difficult language over here. They Messiah Minyona Dereisha, because the Lefikach doesn't really go on the Reisha. Ubemes Mechaber Maskel Atom Yininacha. The words Lefikach is starting a new thing. Vechoser Kan Ezetevo says, missing some words. Kosh Biati Beir Alocha, Vechain Zerach Lomar, Vedavka Kishidu, Shalon Chutz Tchum, Vlobus Sopik. He says that only applies when you know for certain that it's outside the Tchum. And therefore, Lefikach, now we can go on. Siv Katan Chav, Noch Vishavi Behemon Bokolin. So what are we talking about over here? Sheyesh Mikomo Shanochim Vios Behemos Mokolim Shal Yisrael. Vyisrael Shochim Mokolim Basar. They bring it to the Jewish markets and the Yids shechs it. They mistop it. Lono Behemazu. Mevia Akam Yonta Bechutzatchum in Lesar. In this situation, if there's a suffix, we don't make it usher. Sivkon Chafalev, he tells us that the dictuk wasn't right. Tzorch Lomar Shalonu rather than Shalonos. Sivkot and Chav Beis, Asuros, it's considered not allowed to be used. Hanavir She'ein Ruba Nochem, it's not majority Goyim. That's why it can't be used. I mean, the Mestam, so he's all of him, because he brought him Mestam for the Yid. Sivkot and Chav Gimel, Rots Lom, Rabbi Issa Shechutz Lutchum, Vekori Leinami Muktz. It's called Muktz, even though it's Chutz Lutchum. Abu Besafik Mucham, Abadi Lchum Lazilim. If it's a Safik of Mucham, then we go to Lchumra, as we learned in Tav Tadi Zayin. Hamchaber kan hechzik b'shitas aposik d'tchumen kila v'lo machbim l'psveku. It's makel over here. Ukvar tomu achronim. The achronim are surprised at this. The bekam makom espasa kedas aposim l'hachmir. Normally he passes l'hachmir in regards to sopik tchumen. And he points out where we learned that from. With this we conclude today's shir.